Welcome back to Head Games Radio. We've got Vinny Del Negro on the line, and we're going to talk about Charles Barkley's comments on the Suns and Amari Stoudemire, which I know you're quite familiar with because Charles is so shy about expressing his opinion. But before we do that, here's somebody you might recognize.
The owners here do not commit financial suicide. They're not in it to lose money all the time. So, you know, we have parameters and we have a budget, and we try to stick as close as we can to it. And, you know, it doesn't always work out, and you try to make the best decision you can based on, one, monetary, two, we try to keep good guys, guys that when they go out into the community, they represent the team and themselves and well. And then you have to have a bunch of talent. And, you know, sometimes you get antsy and you make a mistake on one or the other, and it is a mistake. Or sometimes you think, well, this guy's got so much talent that we can get over the character issue, and then it bites you in the butt. And then, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not a science that you can sit down and go, before it happens, this will work. And also,
before it happens, this will work, but you've got to make decisions, and Vinny, you've been right there making decisions, evaluating talent, as much as you make it a science. Tell us what are the criteria that you're refining this year based on one more year of experience?
Well, it's you know, it's like Mike said in that piece there, it is difficult at times because, you know, a lot of times you're looking at guys with a lot of potential, but we do have extensive criteria. I think it is important to get guys that not only can perform on the court, but are good guys, good off the court in the community and things, and try to represent the organization in a positive way. So all of those things, guys that can stay with the speed of the game that we like to play right now. Obviously, we look at talent, we look at all those things, but there's a lot of criteria. I don't think there's one particular thing other than obviously we want talented guys that can play our pace, that are going to do a good job on and off the court, but it's not a perfect science, and you're going to make mistakes. But if you do your homework and you scout and do the proper things, and we get in rooms and we talk about certain players and we bring them in to work them out and kind of take a real serious long look at them, look at all their tapes of their games we can find, and talk to their family and their coaches and do an extensive.
It's really gotten
check.
A lot more like the NFL, really.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
just
there's
all
a
of the
lot
different
of
things you've
involved.
Got to do.
I mean, there's a lot of things involved. And then you know, you make the best educated guess that you can. It's not always going to be the perfect one, but you know, we feel we have an excellent team, we have excellent guys, and we're only going to get better. And obviously we got a little bit of a bump in the road right now, but a tough schedule, and we have a lot of games left. We'll get on a roll eventually, and hopefully that will be tonight in San Antonio.
Well, let's go through a couple of your players that were surprises and really took a step up last year, in particular Mr. Barbosa and Boris Diaw, and then you've added Jalen Rose. Tell me about those three acquisitions and what they think you think they're going to do in their roles this year.
Well, as far as Boris and LB, both guys got extensions this summer. We got their deals done. David Griffin did a fantastic job orchestrating those deals, and you know, we got them extended. Both great guys, only going to improve with time. Boris came in from a tough situation in Atlanta. He really expanded his game and is perfect for our style. Barbosa is just a kid that is extremely athletic, extremely fast, has continually gotten better, has kind of a funny-looking shot, but it goes in, so that's the main thing. And his speed really fits our style of play. So we're going to have those guys hopefully for a long time. And Jalen Rose was a player, obviously, that we had our eye on, and he's extremely has great experience. He's a veteran. He's scored the ball a lot in this league, and whenever you can add a player like that and make the numbers work, he's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. It's going to take him a little time in terms of fitting in the style of play and the chemistry, but being a veteran guy and being around and knowing how to play and having a good feel, I think he'll adapt very quickly.
So what has been the biggest challenge? I mean, you can lop it off into chemistry, you can lop it off in terms of all the best teams are really having some problems right now finding that chemistry, but what is the biggest thing that you think you're lacking right now at this very early stage of the season?
I don't know if we're lacking anything other than obviously we're not shooting the basketball well. We have to obviously get better defensively and rebounding, which we always talk about, and trying to incorporate a lot of guys. But I think the biggest factor is trying to figure out exactly how to incorporate Amari and make it fair for the team and make it fair for him. You know, we want to play him as much as we can, but we have to monitor him as best we can as well. So there's a lot of kind of things on the outside, not only with the team, that we're chemistry-wise just trying to figure out with Marcus Banks and bringing in Jalen Rose and fitting in Jermaine Jones somehow and see if he's going to get some minutes, and fitting in Amari Stoudemire and bringing Kurt Thomas back from the injury last year, and a lot of things. I mean, so it's not a fine science. It's going to take time. But I think the teams that handle adversity well and handle these things professionally, eventually we'll get on track, and I think we're one of those teams.
Well, tell us about the Amari situation, and Charles, we'll get to his quote in just a second, but basically, you know how he felt, that he didn't think that microfracturing is something that, with a young talent like that, that you can risk that and for even a year. And as it turned out, it put pressure on his other knee, and there are whispers that his lateral movement, as you and I have talked about, isn't yet there, but then again, he's still supremely talented as well. What about it? Let's first start with his attitude and with your strategy for this year compared to last year.
Well, I think we're in a totally different situation. Last year, he was totally in rehab mode and trying to figure it out. Now, he's still in rehab mode, but he can produce a little bit for us now, and I think his biggest thing has been his work ethic has been there. He's been he's been a little frustrated at times because he doesn't have the quick explosiveness that he used to have, but bottom line is if you look at the history of this injury, he has a very sound, structural sound knee. His microfracture surgery knee is doing terrific. His other knee has given him a little bit of problems just from it being a little bit sore and stiff at times, but it's a process he has to work through. Our training staff here does a fantastic job with Aaron Nelson, our head trainer, and the whole staff here. So it's a process, but most of the history of these injuries, it takes a year and a half, sometimes 2 years. That's how difficult an injury it is. Him being young, strong, athletic, explosive, maybe it makes it even a little bit more difficult because of the explosiveness, but it's just the time factor. I think the frustration factor for the organization is we want him back as soon as we can. The frustration factor for him is he wants to get back as soon as he can, but you can't rush time and you can't rush healing, and that's going to take some time. We have to be patient. He has to be patient, but as long as the effort and the energy and the enthusiasm and all the directions point towards him being healthy down the road, that's the key.
Well, we're joined by Seth Joyner, who knows a lot about injuries. In fact, Seth, you and I talked about the frustrations when you felt like this is the NFL, this is the Philadelphia Eagles, but they didn't quite give you all the information about your injury. And as you listen to this story with a team that clearly cares about its players, clearly wants to have players that feel respected and in turn give back to the community, as you heard from one of the best young coaches in the NBA and Mike D'Antoni earlier. What do you think about the situation with Amari, and do you think the Suns are handling it right?
Well, I do think they're handling it right. I had some reservations about last year, him coming back at the end of the season. I've played with some guys, and I know plenty of guys who've had that microfracture surgery, and I've had, a lesser surgery on my knee. I understand the time frame in which, it takes to heal. I had a scope, and a scope, sometimes you can go in and clean it out and it's fine. Guys are right back at work. And other times, if you have any kind of injury that needs to be repaired, sometimes it could take a whole year to heal up. Now, granted, he's a younger player, but I just, what this guy means to the Suns organization, I think that they're doing the right thing now by just taking their time and allowing him to heal, let him come around slowly but surely. Hopefully by the midway point, he'll be 100%, because he means a lot to this organization, and they paid him a lot of money, right before he got injured as well. So when you factor in all of those things, it's my opinion that they're handling it, the best way that they possibly can.
Well, Seth, you and I talk about all the time how it seems in baseball and football and indeed also in the NBA that defense is important. Vinny Del Negro, before we let you go, my friend, tell us about what steps you've taken to build up that strength and making sure the teams can't penetrate the center of the circle and drive on the Suns the way they have sometimes in the last couple years.
No, we haven't done a very good job so far this year, to be honest with you. I think we have to definitely improve defensively and rebounding. That's been kind of the motto the last couple years. But if we can get Amari back, obviously he needs some big players in there. Kurt Thomas defensively, our numbers get better with him in there, so he's healthy. But it has to be a total team effort, a total team commitment to that area. We love to get out and run, but defensively and rebounding will be the key. If we can do those things a little bit better, I don't have any problem with us scoring the ball, especially with Steve Nash having such a great decision maker. Good things will happen when he has the ball.
Well, good things happen every time we have you on the show, and we'll check in with you in a couple of weeks, my friend, to see how things are going. But thanks again, and good luck.
No
we'll
problem.
Be right back. We'll be right back. Thanks, Vinny. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Channel 122 and Head Games Radio. We'll be right back.